Tom Cerruturi now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations, Tom. What a win.
Oh, I'll tell you right now.
I'll echo that sentiment.
Yeah, it's just that was obviously a very draining night. That's why we have Sundays, guys, you know.
Well, you get the quick one, Tom. A minute 15 in on another defensive turnover there, and you guys looked like you had your speed, but those penalties just seemed to bring the game slower down and let Alaska kind of get settled in a little bit.
Well, I mean, you guys, I mean, it was a number of things. They had a lot of desperation in their game. I thought we were good for the first 8 minutes. I thought after that, again, we were very average. I think a lot of that's, though, predicated on how well they were playing in their desperation. But, again, we found a way to get it done, and I think that's a testament to the guys right there. But and we had, obviously, those opportunities on the power play, and our power play needs work right now. You saw it, we saw it, you know, and we got to get going on our special teams.
Juggled your lines there in overtime trying to get a spark, and Philip Marinaccio gave you that spark. What a play, what patience he showed.
Well, exactly. And that's what Phil can do. You know, when he has the puck, he can make a play, and Wardo coming off the bench right there, and it was the perfect guy. It was the perfect guy with the puck, obviously, and Wardo kind of got the monkey off his back right there as well.
Well, and for you guys, Tom, again, kind of a weird game, but in the second period, I thought that goal by Miles Fitzgerald kind of guys got your guys kind of regrouped and back. Not that you weren't in it, but it just kind of changed the feel to the game a little bit after that great individual effort by Miles.
Well, exactly, guys. I mean, the bottom line is, we were a tad slow, and we were doing a lot of chasing, and they had, again, they were good, and again, we just weathered the storm a few times, and Walsh, she came up big. And no, we just we needed a little help at times, and he gave us that help.
Can I say that Colton Pareko is better than the great defenseman you faced the first 2 weeks?
Well, he was a man tonight, huh, guys?
He was on the ice. It had to be 40 some minutes.
Well, I just hope I never play against him again, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. You know.
Well, goaltending came up big for you again tonight. Andrew Walsh in that third period, a couple of spectacular saves, and you need those to win a hockey game like this.
No, you do. I mean, again, your goalie's got to be your best player, and he was good tonight.
See you next week in Mankato, Tom.
Thanks, guys.